Gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Joshua Segafis in the Afternoon. This is the afternoon show where we talk about all things masculinity, attraction, dating, relationships, the stuff men need to know to crush it in their dating life. My name is Joshua Segafis. I help men to improve their dating lives through the power of evolutionary masculinity, self-development, and the alpha mentality. And today, gentlemen, we have to talk about something really important. We have to talk about how men inherit their style of masculinity. We have to talk about how men become more masculine or end up not being as masculine. Like, what are the factors that go into it? There's a new study that came out and it shows that fathers actually have a lot to do with passing their ideas of masculinity onto their sons. This is really important. We're going to talk about this in a minute. Understanding masculinity is crucial for men. If men don't understand and are not at peace and have a sturdy foundation of their masculine principles, masculine frame, masculine belief, guess what? They're going to be lost in life. They are going to drift in life. They're going to be confused. They're not going to succeed at dating as much. Why? Because the feminine desires that masculine energy. And when you're lacking that masculine energy, you want to date feminine women, guess what's going to happen? There's going to be an imbalance. Women are not going to dig it. They're not going to be attracted to it. So it's really important. And there's a study that has shed some new light on where men get their masculinity. Now, I'm not going to read directly from the study itself. There's an article published on scarymommy.com that did a pretty good job of covering it. There were several articles because this is a brand new study that I had to weed through them. And this article, I think, did the best job of describing it. I'm going to read a little bit of this for you. But real quick, before we dive into this, I just want to remind you, I help men to improve their dating lives. I have a course, a masculinity and dating course, a complete system that'll take you from dating zero to dating hero. Find it in the description. I have published some books that can help you. Find them in the description along with my course. I can also offer you a free 15-minute discovery call. All you have to do is click on the link in the description, set up that free 15-minute call. You can ask me about my courses. You can ask me about one-on-one coaching. You can tell me about your dating problems and I can help you figure out if there's a way I could help you. I could probably help you because most men who come to me for help end up crushing it in their dating game. The vast majority, especially the ones who actually follow the system, which is all laid out in my course. And it's the exact same system I use to teach men in one-on-one coaching. So hit me up if you need some help, if you want to crush your dating game, if you want to fill your calendar with amazing dates, date amazing women, and just in general, bolster your dating success, then make sure you send me that email. And let's set up that discovery call. It won't cost you a penny and you'll be investing time into your future. And as I always say, life is too short for a dating life that sucks. All right, let's read a little bit of this article, gentlemen. Like I said, this is published on scarymommy.com. You can find the link in the description. I will link to this article so you can go check it out yourself. It was written on April 25th, so yesterday, by Katie Garrity. And the title is Study Finds That Dads Pass On Ideas of Masculinity to Their Sons. I'm going to read just a little bit of this for you. When it comes to masculinity, there's no question that different men express their maleness in different ways. A large percentage of men tend to lean more towards traditional masculine behavior and ideology, such as male superiority or exhibiting toughness, while deeming sensitivity and expression of feelings as weak. Other men take a more progressive and healthier stance to masculinity that can make room for things like empathy, not being frightened of adopting feminine traits, or just not feeding to that typical man's man mentality. I can tell you right now that Scary Mommy was written not for necessarily evolutionarily masculine men. There is obviously, in the wording here, there is some, it's really funny, there is some verbiage in here that leads me to believe that Scary Mommy's definition for masculinity probably differs quite a bit from what mine is. And I would dare say mine is the correct one because the way I define masculinity explains why the masculine and the feminine are needed to help humanity move forward. And how do we define healthy masculine traits? It all comes down to the core evolutionary mandate, the core masculine evolutionary mandate, which is to generate resources, solve problems, and provide safety and security so that the tribe can survive and thrive. Any behavior that helps to accomplish that mandate is considered masculine, and any behavior that falls outside of the realm of that is considered non-masculine. So we can see that Scary Mommy, perhaps they're a little bit confused about what real masculinity is, but the study, we're going to get to this in a moment, they covered it and they did a pretty good job of covering it. So, you know, good job, Scary Mommy, almost, but the way you're talking about masculinity is a little bit loaded at times, but that's okay. It's all good. It's all good in the hood. We can all have different ideas and we should talk about them. This is part of what makes humanity a great species because we're not always right. We can learn, right? Maybe I'm wrong about some things and in reading some Scary Mommy content, I could learn a little better. I'm sure that there are some things that they could teach me. I'm not too proud to admit that. All right, let's move on here. A new study looked into the hows and whys of men's masculinity, and some new information may give insight into why men exhibit their masculinity in certain ways. Specifically, it all has to do with dad. Lead author of the study, Francisco Perales, School of Social Science, the University of Queensland, Brisbane, Australia, said, "We found that young men whose fathers support more traditional forms of masculinity are more likely to do so themselves. This highlights the critical role fathers play in steering boys toward healthier ideas of masculinity." I feel this is a no-brainer, but it's cool to have it in a study form. It's cool that there has been some science done to make it more concrete, but this is a no-brainer. Obviously, boys are going to look toward their fathers for their ideas about masculinity. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that, you know, a father who either teaches, you know, unhealthy behaviors to his sons, or fathers who are absent, or fathers who are present, but don't, let's say, embrace what you would call strong foundational masculine principles, this has an effect on boys. And it's also true that men who instill positive masculine behaviors in their sons, well, this has an effect as well. This is how sons learn to a great degree, by watching the father. And maybe even deeper than this is the lesson here that, and this is really what I want to conclude with. As men, we have a responsibility to embrace true evolutionary masculinity ourselves and to broadcast this in everything we do. This is a great responsibility we have as men, both to our children, but also to our tribe, family, circle, and community. The human race, gentlemen, needs evolutionarily masculine men who know how to stand up and to generate resources and solve problems to provide safety and security so that the tribe can survive and thrive. This is not always a fun business, gentlemen. This is hard work. This requires a lot of self-discipline, radical self-responsibility. It requires us to take ownership. It requires us to become leadership mentality men, servant leaders, to lead by example, to work hard, and also to be the consoler in chief, the empathetic backbone of the tribe. All of these things are important, but when we do them, we really do contribute in a positive way, and it matters for the world. So do it. Embrace those masculine principles, embrace those masculine standards, and become a better man every single day. This is so crucial. Gentlemen, that is all I have for you today. Come, make sure you tune in every day at 3 p.m. for the Joshua Segavis in the Afternoon show, where we talk about all things dating, masculinity, relationships, attraction, all of the stuff that men need to know. I also have a morning show at 5 a.m., so tune in for that. Go with grace, my friends, and never give up your power. This is Josh Segavis signing off.